据路透社的报道呢，网络安全研究员鲁本·圣马尔塔表示呢，他发现了一种方法，可以通过飞机 WiFi 和机上娱乐系统入侵民航客机上的卫星通讯设备。如果该说法得到证实呢，将引发对飞机安全的重新审视。Reuters reports cybersecurity researcher Ruben Santamata says he has figured out how to hack the satellite communications equipment on passenger jets through their WiFi and in-flight entertainment systems, a claim that if confirmed could prompt a review of aircraft security.
Santamata is a consultant with cybersecurity firm IO Active and is scheduled to lay out the technical details of his research at this week's Black Hat Hacking Conference in Las Vegas. It's an annual convention where thousands of hackers and security experts meet to discuss emerging cyber threats and improve security measures.
His presentation earlier this week on vulnerabilities in satellite communication systems used in aerospace and other industries is expected to be one of the most widely watched at the conference.
Do you know, I'm in two minds about this kind of thing, because sometimes you think, oh, this is good because they've found a security flaw. But it seems like it's a really complex thing that they've discovered, and these are real experts. And I know that they'll say, we're just trying to warn the airlines so that they can be on their guard against terrorists. But, I mean, maybe terrorists would never have had the expertise to discover this kind of flaw in the Wi-Fi and entertainment systems of planes. So there comes a time where you think that maybe these people are doing more damage than they're doing good by exposing these. And why do they expose these problems in public? Why not just go quietly to the airlines and point it out to them in private, instead of telling the whole world how to compromise airline security?
Yeah, it's just like some news and reports or these TV series tell people how to commit crime, you know, sometimes.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
如果你喜欢我们的节目呢，可以登录我们的网站 CRIEZFM.com 重复收听。当然呢，也可以通过微信接收我们每天推送的节目精选内容。我们的微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀，你可以在微信添加好友栏中输入 C Driver C D R I V E R 找到我们。